Alive 90.5 with a bit of luck, we're over at Castle Hill RSL. Welcome, Darren.
Hey, Dom, how are you? You got us good there?
I'm here. I can hear you loud and clear.
Very good. Thanks for taking the thought this morning. And usually our listeners will be listening to Jim and myself on Spotlight, but today we do have a very special event here at the Castle Hill RSL, all in aid of Super T. First up, we are at the Castle Hill RSL Group, as I said, and that's all thanks to the lovely people here, I must say. We've got a really good welcome this morning, and even from security right through to the lovely Christy managing it all for us. But I'm going a bit higher up the tree, so to say, and with me at the moment is David O'Neill, the CEO of the Castle Hill RSL Group. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, it's just wonderful here. Do you want to kind of paint a bit of a picture of the scene? You can see it better where they're packing these Super Tees and how you got involved with the Super Tee project over the years.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to. At the present moment, we're actually just in the foyer area of the club, and the club is actually, it's a hive of activity at the present moment. There's people everywhere. There's people with masks and gloves sort of hygienically packing the incredible Super Tee boxes for all of the children. I mean, it's so many people from our local community that have actually come together to do this initiative. And it's interesting how we actually got established with it. And it's actually through the Hills District Dads and one of our senior executive team, Mr. Nadeem Ali, who's our chief financial officer. He came to us with this idea around about 6-8 months ago regarding Super Tees and the incredible work that they actually do with children, sick children in hospital, to try and make their stay a little bit better and also to give them confidence to get through what they had to. So we got involved about 6 months ago, 8 months ago. And the first initiative we did was for 36 T-shirts out at the Hawkesbury Hospital. And it was absolutely incredible, the response was actually had from that.
So just walk us through a bit of what is Lighters' supporter event here. I see that you've got a great display over there in the display window, and I'm often come to the Castle Hill RSL myself. It's a great club to come to. And that sort of thing, how do you set that up, and how much lead time do you need for that?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Although a registered club these days are actually a hospitality, sports and leisure venues. That's what we actually run at the present moment. So we see ourselves as a community meeting place, a community centre. With approximately 1.2 million people a year coming through our doors, we have the opportunity to actually to showcase fantastic community events, and there's no better community events than Super Tees. So we've actually used our presence and our patronage coming through the doors to actually raise awareness to many campaigns and many sort of charitable initiatives, but none better than Super Tees. Anything that can ignite our whole entire community and get a response there is just fabulous.
So that's great. So have a lot of people like come to your staff, to your concierge, and maybe even yourself and Christy and others to ask what Super Tees is about, and you've actually been able to let them know what this fantastic project's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've actually had the display up in our foyer areas for a little over a week now. Again, with the amount of foot traffic that we actually have, all of our staff have been fully informed on exactly what Super Tee is. And they're usually our best sales team, our operational staff members, when somebody actually asks them a question. So they've been able to tell them about this incredible initiative called Super Tee. Christy's been absolutely amazing coordinating this whole entire thing and communicating the message throughout our social media networks and also within the club.
That's really fantastic, and thank you from Alive 90.5, and on behalf of Super Tee, we're going to hear a lot more about them, but thank you for your support of this fantastic event that's taking place today. You say that your community, and I really like that, we're a community radio station as well, so a great partnership is supporting a great community project. And just for our listeners, we know we're talking about Super Tee, but you also reach out to other sort of events, and most particularly recently, I came in one day, and in here was a whole lot of ambulance people, and I thought, oh, what's happened? What's the disaster? And then it clicked through that you're providing support for the floods.
That's correct. A couple of weeks ago, we obviously had the devastating floods that hit the Hawkesbury region and other parts of northern New South Wales. However, we were obviously affected through the floods in the Hawkesbury region, and one of our properties, Linwood Country Club, was flooded with 12 metres of water. However, more to the point, it was closer in the fact that we were contacted to be the evacuation centre for the Western Sydney. And as a result, we actually activated our organisation and our teams, our managers and our staff, and we became the coordination centre for Western Sydney evacuation. So within around about 3 or 4 hours, we had emergency services, we had police, we had ambulance, we had infectious disease, we had chaplains, everything on the premises. And within about 12 short hours, we had people sleeping in our auditorium with animals and things of that nature and families. and not knowing. So over that four-day period, we were literally a processing point where people were processed and moved on to other accommodations.
So what was the peak of evacuees that you had in the auditorium?
Well, through the, we didn't have a lot sleeping overnight, things of that nature, but basically it became a processing centre. So as a bus or a group would actually arrive, they were actually either billeted out to different families, to different locations and things of that nature. But at one stage when we were first activated, there was a thought we could have up to 1,000 people. And fortunately, we never, ever got to that at all. We were nowhere near that.
But you would have been able to cater for 1,000 people if that was the case. Well, that's great. I see you have a blue cape on.
So, yes, I have.
Super T is all about superheroes, and we'll hear a lot more about that during the morning. So who are you this morning, David?
I'm actually the blue Super Ranger. I had to take my mask off so I could actually speak to you, but it was interesting actually wearing a mask up the other way rather than over my nails and my nose and my mouth as we have been for a fair while.
Well, that's fantastic. And thank you again on behalf of Super T and Alive 90.5 for the Castle Hill RSL group and their support of this fantastic project. Any last thoughts before we finish up this?
Other than as a community, we all come together in times, and when and nothing can be better than actually helping sick children that are actually facing their challenges. I mean, the Super T as an idea from Jason and the teams and the support from Hills District Dads has just been amazing to give them the strength to challenge and to face their adversity and make them little heroes themselves. I think it's an amazing initiative. It just can't be anything better than giving support to our youth.
And again, thank you, and we look forward to hearing a lot more about Super T across the morning here at the Castle Hill RSL. And if you are out there and you've got your kids or you just want to see what it's all about, it's fantastic. There's balloons, there's superheroes, there's everything out here, and we want everyone to come down and support the fantastic event, which is Super T.
Alive 90.5.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Thank you very much for manning the fort. And we're just getting our headsets on here. And I have three very special gentlemen who are sitting in front of me who are all directly involved with the support here from the Castle Hill RSL group. And it's Mike and Rick and Robbie, who are all board members. And Mike is the
Vice President.
Vice President, that's right. And thank you guys for your support of Super T. And can I ask you, what has really touched you about supporting the Super T project?
Well, in essence, it's Rick here. No, just the way it's brought the community together. You know, there is so many different avenues that people are either suffering or have ailments or whatever. But, Jason, it's just been so unifying to understand the explosion of the needs that our children have, and has been seen that we're going to start packing here, but it's not only just to go to the local community, it's going to Tasmania, it's going to Western Australia, it's going to everywhere. The spread is just phenomenal, but you can only do so much.
As we heard from David O'Neill, your CEO, earlier this morning, he was saying all about how the Castle Hill RSL is a community group. And so we have community matching with community, the radio station matching with the community, which is really, really good. I have a question for you, Rick. Can you ask, can you tell me, when you first heard of Super T, was it kind of like, well, what is this all about? But how did you really get touched by it?
Well, to be honest, yes, it was initially, what is Super T? We had our other vice president do some presentations out at Westmead Hospital, and that's when it started. And then to have our wonderful staff, as in Andy Abbey and Christy, they just got so involved then. And what touched me is just the total understanding of the magnitude of what they're trying to achieve. So it's been that, as David, our CEO, said, that it is a community event. And just even recently with the floods, how Castle Hill RSL was then the evacuation centre, and how each of our staff just measured in and got themselves involved. So
we heard a lot about that this morning as well, and must say thank you for that support of the community. Robbie, over to you. I know you've got a story to share about the sort of thing some kids are going through now with Super T from your life.
Earl, in 1946, I was born 3.5 months premature, and I was 1 pound 10, about 0.8 of a kilo, and wasn't supposed to live. I was in an oxygen tent for 6.5 months in hospital, and I didn't stop growing till I was about 22.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm going to say you just hit 40, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and and I couldn't eat breakfast when I was young until I was about 7 or 8, and then I started to get better, and even the school rugby side. When I was in, year 9 now, I was a hooker and me two props for my younger brothers. So,
Very much family affair.
Yes, it was. So I've always been small.
Did you win any premierships?
No.
Well.
No.
Finals, maybe?
No. I've been in some finals. But you
had fun as well. And yeah, that's
it's good. And the best thing was I always remember having to go to doctors all the time when I was young, and I feel for the kids that have to do it. And this is something you never forget.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Mike, back over to you as a deputy director. Is that a special role here, or does it mean that you need to step up even more when the group supports something like Super Tea?
I guess we all contribute in our own way, but certainly when there's an official engagement, we all get involved. But I've been supporting this organisation in other ways. One of my best mates, one of my cousins, is a friend of Jason's, so it was a no-brainer when that first came up before our grants committee to start helping them in a bigger way. It's funny, you know, Jason started something small, but the opportunities for this to grow, with a lot of help, it can make a huge difference to the rest of the country. One of my grandchildren, was in hospital 20-odd years ago, and she could have benefited from some of this. So the whole concept of what they're doing just resonates so well with me, and there's such a great need. We've all got to get behind this. The C in CHRG, as you may know, stands for community. We would like to do our bit in our community, but we'd encourage every other community who can get involved to do something for Jason and make this a bigger thing.
And the thing I see is that this is going to become commonplace. A Super Tea will be a necessary item in hospitals, and I believe we're going to see them everywhere, and every hospital needs to get on board for the sake of kids. And it's really good that community groups like yourself can support the Super Tea project, and on behalf of Live 90.5 and Super Tea, we thank you for that support.
Thanks, Darren.
And Rick, yeah, back to you. Any parting thoughts?
Well, just, Darren, you mentioned that it should be in every hospital, but we need sponsors.
Very true.
That's the major thing. Look, Jason can only do so much, but again, without that, as they say, butter on the cake, you can't get there. So please dig deep again and understand what is such a worthy cause. Sponsors are definitely necessary.
And that's fantastic. And we do know that the mayor of the Hillshire, Michelle Byrne, is listening, and she's going to drop by soon. And it's great to have the local support from Hillshire as well. So it's quite fantastic. Again, thank you, Robbie, Rick, Mike, for joining us today here on Alive 90.5 and Super Tea Project. And again, we thank the Castle Hill RSL Group.
And thank you, Darren, for your support as the community radio as well. Thank you very much, Clyde.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Darren.
So, Dom, back to you.
Okay.
Alive 90.5.